When you think of PE class, what's the vision in your head? Are you climbing a rope? Is it hoping not to get picked last in dodgeball? Maybe it makes you think of a gym class scene in a movie.
Physical education in this school is a disgrace. I mean, standing in line for 40 minutes is hardly aerobically effective. I doubt I've worked off the calories in a stick of carefree gum.
That's what physical education felt like for a lot of people.
There was definitely a rope that had to be climbed.
That's Mike Graham. He's taught for over 20 years. He's at Williamsburg Elementary in Geneva now. Last year, he was named the Illinois Elementary PE Teacher of the Year. And he says PE has evolved quite a bit since he started. For one, physical fitness isn't the goal, especially at his K-5 grade levels.
You're not going to make these, you know, fitness freaks out of these kids by my two-day-a-week program.
He believes physical education in 2020 strives to be about health, both physical and social-emotional. That's why in Graham's gym, there's a giant poster hung on the wall that says,
I see you, I care about you, I want you to succeed.
He got the sign idea from Twitter. He's been active on social media for years, building a network of other teachers. In many schools, like Graham's, he's the only PE teacher, so it's easy to fall into a routine.
Getting them to shift the whole paradigm and flip it upside down and say, like this is another classroom. My gym is the biggest classroom in the school, and we're here, we're learning things. And if the kids leave and don't know why, then I'm just a glorified, you know, activity director.
Graham has a website where he curates his class and keeps parents up to date. He also has a YouTube channel sharing his lessons. Over in Sycamore, Shelley Tranchita teaches high school PE. She also has a YouTube channel where she and her club of Cheetah Girls, a nod to her last name, make health and fitness videos.
We are going to be doing 5 1-minute workouts. And
their health and wellness club produces a podcast, too.
Well, I'm excited to have our first podcast here talking about mental health, suicide awareness.
May I have your attention,
we
please?
Are in a school,
GSA,
so we're going to hear things like that.
Tranchita and a student have health-related conversations with other students and teachers. And she says it's time to stop seeing physical education as limited to physical.
I think just as the research comes through and as we learn more, the physical is the mental and the mental is the physical, and they hold hands and they're tied together.
Her mind and body fitness class is an exercise in that concept. Sometimes it's an up-tempo workout. Sometimes they venture into breathing and meditation.
I do some chanting meditations, which the first time we do it, everyone looks at me like I have, you know, 5 heads. But then the feedback that I get from that is, oh my gosh, let's do it again. I felt amazing afterwards.
Back in 2017, Illinois rescinded its daily PE requirement. Several bills since have pushed for a mandatory minutes minimum that aligns with national standards, but it's failed to find legislative footing. Shape America sets those standards for teaching PE. Michelle Carter is a senior program manager. She says there are still some states where you can teach PE without a specific content area credential or certification.
It definitely is one of the factors that play into why physical education might not be considered an academic subject or that it's not as essential as the other subjects.
It's also undeniable that PE can be a uniquely vulnerable space in a school. Bullying can wreck a student's interest in PE and stop them from building the healthy habits teachers aim for. Advocates also rail against widespread PE exemptions for kids involved with sports or other extracurriculars. Rob Bisegli is the CEO of Action for Healthy Kids. They're a Chicago-based nonprofit providing grants and supporting schools and parents implementing health programs.
I think really saying to ourselves, okay, I can't remove all these different stressors in their lives, but I can help them build the capacity to deal with them when they come down the pike. And I think that's really important.
And both Bisegli and the others agree PE teachers are in a prime position to help as students try to develop healthy kids on the inside and out. I'm Peter Medlin.